T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:45 now, time to chat with Tom Ackerman, who's at the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Tom, I've been a sports fan long enough to recognize the signs of a team that's going to take you on a wild ride for a particular season, and I'm going to say that the Blues are doing that.
They are doing that. I mean, I think they have the capability of doing great things. And I think we all knew that. And that's what the disappointment was in that 8-game losing streak. Like, where is this team? I mean, they have enough talent to be good. Can they be one of the elite teams in the league? No, they don't have that kind of star power. But they do have goal scorers. They do have leadership. Their defense, a little suspect going into the season because of a lack of depth. But we knew they had goaltending that could be star quality. I mean, Jordan Bennington's shown that in his career and winning a Stanley Cup. And I think most importantly that they had the right coach. And when Doug Armstrong stepped in and told the team, this coach isn't going anywhere, you know, it was a message to the players that it is on them and the staff to make something happen. And when they put together a 7-game winning streak, it was like, yeah, here you go. I mean, that's the team. They do have the ability to rattle off those kinds of wins. And then they drop a couple straight and then show what they showed yesterday, the first two periods, and you're thinking, yeah, this is going to be a roller coaster season. I mean, this team just can't get its head on straight. And they erupt in the third period for a dramatic win. 5-4 in overtime. They get goals from O'Reilly and Kyrou and Tarasenko, three players who you lean on all year, two of them who have their contracts coming to an end at the end of the year. One of them who just received a monster deal in Kyrou. And then Kyrou wins it in overtime. And I think the key player in all of this is Kyrou. I think that he is a special talent. He's one of the fastest skaters in the league. He won the NHL's fastest skater at the All-Star competition last year. He knows he can score. He had a couple of great passes fed to him by Torrey Krug, and he buried him. And the Blues got the win 5-4 in overtime yesterday over Florida, and it was a lot of fun. And I do think you were in for a thrill ride this year.
Yeah, and I love a team that can do that, come back from a 3-goal deficit in the third period. It shows a lot of resilience, and it's a good sign. You know, obviously there are things to shore up and work on, but it does appear that this team has great potential, as you say.
Yeah, they showed great urgency in that third period, but they're at their best when they play Craig Berube-style hockey, physical, puck battles, keeping things simple. I know a lot of that they think is cliche, but it is basically the formula. I mean, you've got to be able to keep the game simple, but execute it, and that's what Berube wants them to do, not overthink it. Just go out, and this is why we brought you here to play, and we're going to put you in the best position. And he will continue to go to Springfield and find players who can do the job. You know, they do have some depth in the minors, so if they can find some players like a Tucker, they brought in Achari. Tucker's now back down with Bortuzzo up, but you know, they'll find players who can fill roles and make them feel like they're moving forward.
Well, let's switch to college football. Michigan thumps Ohio State in Ohio State, and it's just I hear a lot of criticism about Jim Harbaugh as a coach, and I don't understand it because he's been successful everywhere he's been, and this is a huge win for them. How do you think this is going to affect the playoff?
Well, I think it affects it greatly. I think Ohio State is out right now, and I think that USC is in based on their win over Notre Dame and their resume. USC is the fourth best team in this college football playoff ranking. I mean, you could say that Ohio State would be favored against most of those teams, but it doesn't matter. I mean, they lost a game that absolutely matters. Alabama's a great team. They lost two games that absolutely mattered. You know, Clemson lost to South Carolina. I mean, there are some teams. LSU had a chance, and they lost. They tripped up at Texas A&M. So your top four right now, Georgia, Michigan, TCU, USC. I really think that's how it plays out. Georgia took care of business beating Georgia Tech. They're the number one team in the country. I don't think anybody would argue with that, even though they've had a couple of close shaves, including the Missouri game. They're the best team. Michigan should have no issues whatsoever. In fact, even if, well, I mean, they should beat Purdue in the Big Ten title game. I don't know that they have to 100% win the game to get in. But they should win the game and think that way because they have a lot of business to attend to. And I'll get back to Harbaugh in just a second. TCU is undefeated and actually has a very good resume. I know they play in the Big 12, and a lot of people don't think highly of the Big 12 like they do other conferences. But if you look at what TCU has done, all they've done is win every game on their schedule. They hammered Iowa State yesterday. They scored 62 points on a bad Iowa State team, but they still have done their job. And then I mentioned USC. Now back to Michigan. The reason Jim Harbaugh was criticized so heavily was because of this game in particular. I mean, he was brought as the guy that was going to get Michigan back to beating Ohio State. Jim Tressel was 9-1 against Ohio State. Urban Meyer never lost to Ohio State. I mean, Jim Tressel was 9-1 against Michigan.
Right.
Urban Meyer was undefeated against Michigan at Ohio State. John Cooper was the coach that Ohio State wanted to replace so that eventually they would beat Michigan. You know, I mean, he was a Hall of Famer, but he was 2-10-1 against Michigan. Harbaugh was brought along to turn the tide, and he didn't do it. He was 0-5 against Ohio State. What he did yesterday, in my opinion, is the biggest win of his career. He goes to Ann Arbor last year at home and hammers Ohio State. So now all the talk is Ohio State's going to avenge the loss. Ohio State's going to do this. They're going to hang 100 on them or whatever the chatter was. And he goes in and does it again. And Ohio State has great players. I mean, you're talking about Georgia and Alabama caliber recruits, some of the best in the country. Michigan does too, but I wouldn't put Michigan's classes ahead of those three programs.
No way.
And the fact that Blake Corum, their best running back and one of the best in the country, was out with a leg injury, and they're really a ground and pound physical style team, that he is able to open up the offense with J.J. McCarthy, his young quarterback, and burn Ohio State that many times. It is a tremendous story for Jim Harbaugh and that staff, and that they now are in a great position. It's a great job, and it is a big, big problem for Ryan Day and Ohio State. I mean, you're the head coach of the team, and you hate to put it all on one game, but that's the way it is at Ohio State and Michigan. They actually bring coaches in to win that game. They bring assistant coaches in to make sure that they win that game.
Yeah.
And they have now gotten blown out by Michigan twice. That is a bad, bad situation for Ohio State.
Well, we're going to move on to the World Cup here, but briefly, USC getting in, if that happens, that is a great story too. Lincoln Riley is such a good coach, and that quarterback, Caleb Williams, man, he is good. USC's great story too for this college football season.
It's a good story. Not if you're an Oklahoma fan because you're upset that Riley left. That was very controversial. He leaves, he goes to USC, but you know, he does turn over half that team, and they're just going to get better and better too. I mean, I think it's very surprising that he came in 1 year. It would be surprising, I think, to himself that he comes in 1 year, even with Caleb Williams, who should win the Heisman at this point, unless somebody else takes it. I mean, he has had a tremendous year, but you know, for them to do all of that in 1 year, their only loss is at Utah by a point, and they're going to get to avenge that here in the Pac-12 championship. It is a great, great team. But remember, Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma. Oklahoma watched him go, and he has stepped up. I mean, he really has backed up those actions with a tremendous football team, and I think they could be tough to handle. Michigan, if they hold at 2, will avoid Georgia in the first semifinal of the playoff. you would potentially have a Georgia-USC or a Georgia-TCU with Michigan playing either TCU or Michigan or USC. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to see. Could Ohio State back into the playoff? It's out of their control. And a disaster would have to happen probably for that to happen.
Well, if you started the World Cup campaign and said the U.S. has a must win or just has to win against Iran in the last game, I would take it. And I thought they played really well against England, outplayed England most of that match. The one thing that's missing from this squad is a real striker, a finisher. We don't have that guy. It's kind of by committee. But it's been a pretty good World Cup for the U.S. so far, aside from that second half against Wales.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, they haven't scored a goal since that early goal by Weah against Wales. And it's been a long time since they scored a goal. So that's a problem going into the game against Iran if you're looking at the negative, because you cannot have a draw here. I mean, a draw, you are out. So you have to beat Iran, a team that just beat Wales 2-0. Now, they were playing, you know, a 0-0 game and then scored two late goals. But that's to the point, is that Iran is very organized and will play well. They are going to probably try to slow it down and do what they have to do to come out of there. The United States is going to have to press the issue. Now, they played great against England, as you mentioned. They did not play well in the second half against Wales, and I think that's a problem. I think that they need to figure out how to push the issue here and get this win. I think they can do it, no doubt. England blasted Iran 6-2. Iran and the United States will play at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, and it's, you know, no pressure. I mean, you're only the team that didn't make the World Cup 4 years ago. Uh-oh. And now the entire country and the future of soccer is really starting to move here. And one team is standing in the way, and it's Iran, and they're pretty good.
And guess what?
They're
the team that knocked us out of the 98 World Cup also. Mm-hmm. So that's looming
but
over
I think,
it.
I think it can be done. I think it can be done. We'll have Bill McDermott on at 10:15 this morning to talk about it. We have Chris May at St. Louis University at 10:30. The Billikens play Auburn today. Great, great game at 2 o'clock on KMOX. At 11:15, Dan Dierdorf, the Michigan radio analyst, Hall of Famer. He is going to be with us to talk about that great game yesterday for Michigan, and we'll talk Cardinals and Blues as well.
All right, Tom Ackerman, thanks so much. Good stuff as
always.
All right. It is 4 minutes before 8 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.